Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively here celebrating 2026. 2025 stunk for sports, so we're looking forward to one. I wore my purple today because we're here at Planet Fitness in Timonium. It's brand new. I am so honored that after... I think you've been sponsors of mine for 16 or 17 years. So going back to like 08, 09, 10, you guys have been with me every minute, every day. I have my original water bottle that always upsets you guys because you're like, that's not even our – this is how old – I got this maybe 15 years ago. I got this bottle. So you said you're going to replace my swag. April came over to Costas to tell me about the brand new location here behind the expectation. And then I wrote to your marketing team, and I said, look, man, if I do this 48 hours before Christmas and I come out, that's a week before New Year's Eve. I know next week, because I'm the old sober guy at home, I'm going to be watching Anderson Cooper on from the ball drop and all that, and I'm going to see all these people with all this Planet Fitness stuff and the 2026 glasses and all that. I said, can you get me some really cool New Year's Eve stuff? And you have just top-hatted me.
Yeah, we definitely hooked you up.
April is here. Justin Drummond is here. They are repeat offenders on this show called Baltimore Positive. They have brought me swag. And more than that, what a beautiful, brand-new, state-of-the-art, literally build-out location that this is 22 days old.
22.
Dare we say, is this the most modern Planet Fitness in the world, Justin Drummond.
In the world.
Well, that's the great thing about the brand is we continue to evolve every single day on what needs to be put into the club for the members, prospects to get everything they need from physical fitness to mental health benefits.
I'm here for the rejuvenation.
There you go. The Black Heart Spa is right around the corner.
I was up all night watching the Ravens lose. I need to be rejuvenated.
Yeah, we need to take some time and reflect on that loss.
Derrick Henry doesn't need rejuvenation. He didn't.
No.
He's fine.
He didn't play the last 13 minutes, so he might be all right today.
I knew I'd be getting all about that. I knew I'd get you. Well, I mean, you guys are all Raven people, and we're all Ravens fans, and, you know, it's – there's a – I wore purple. You're not Raven?
No, sir.
No. Tell us who
you are.
Is she
around here?
I like Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, jeez. Well, they stink too.
So don't worry. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we don't need any of that. So when a new Planet Fitness comes, and y'all have opened several. I've seen this thing grow from what is a Planet Fitness to where isn't there one, kind of, sort of. And, you know, and you fill the hole here. It is a little weird that there wasn't one. Like, I'm looking across the track. I'm like, well, where was the nearest one? And I live to the east of here, and my nearest one would have been down Taylor Avenue way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I've had Q on. I've had all your folks on. But when you find a location and a spot, I guess it came 22 days ago, but I'm sure a couple years in the making, right? These don't happen in 3 months.
No, right? They don't happen that quickly. We wish they would, but, you know, the Timonium area has been an area that we have identified many years ago, and we were just waiting for the right spot. And as you said earlier, right behind the expectations, we're up on the hill so we can see down. There's great visibility, good parking.
I can see the Costas crab cake I'm going to be having here on the crab cake tour.
It's been something that's been in the making for a long time, and our headquarters is right around the corner from here too. So it just made sense. We needed to be in the Timonium area, and the way that this has turned out after 22 days, we've had great results. We've had a ton of members come in, a lot of positive reviews. So to me, that tells me that we picked a great location with a great community. So.
Well, I was out here about, was it 6-7 weeks ago? It was still chilly. It was like October.
It was cold.
You had a tent out in front. We couldn't even come in the building because it was a construction zone. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even come in. I came in this morning, and first thing you feel is big, smells nice, brand new. I went to the bathroom, like everything in it, all the tiling, all of that. How long does it take to, like, do one of these things, you know? Like, when did, was there a blueprint, and when did you take control? I mean, this is a couple, several months, right, to build one of these out, right?
Yeah, it's a full process from, you know, obviously submitting the LOI to say, hey, we want to be in this location. We want to take over this space. Then you have to get the permits, and then you're building out the actual facility itself. This takes anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks, depending on construction timelines and when you're getting your materials in and things like that. But it's a well-drawn-out project with a lot of people taking part and doing their roles to – execute on something as beautiful as this.
April was out 10 weeks ago with me over at Costas, telling me we're opening this thing. For people that would come in and and join in a general sense the last 21 days. Say you're open, you come in and work out. When they come in, percentage of people that have never been in a Planet Fitness, haven't joined a gym, or versus, I'm in the gym down the street, I don't like it, I've been waiting for you guys, or I pay too much for that, or what is the primary thing when somebody comes in here to say, let me show you around, and what the first thing they ask about?
Well, first of all, we greet them. We say hi, welcome in.
I've watched this.
Yes, yes.
Today they're getting lottery tickets too, so it's even
better. Oh my God, they're loving that. First of all, we come in and we greet, and then we say, you know, have you been in a gym before? Have you been a Planet Fitness member before? If they tell us no, then we take them on a detailed tour. We show them how the equipment works. We tell them we have cardio equipment, that we have HGTVs. We show them about CardSpot. We give them a detailed tour. And then we take them over to the iPads and we show them a rate sheet. We tell them, we can help get you signed up. We give them the details on how to sign up. And then basically we just show them around. We also let them try out the hydromassage beds because those hydromassage beds are life. And then eventually...
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, how? How could you forget about that?
You're getting there today.
Yeah.
All right. Show's over. I got to go, everybody. What is that? Just so people understand.
Yeah.
Because I've been on it. And honestly, don't laugh at me. Either one of you. You're both going to laugh.
Okay. We won't laugh.
I had a waterbed for 20 years. So I slept on a waterbed from 1984 until 2003. I had a waterbed for 20 years.
Okay.
So when I got on it the first time, I'm like... Well, yeah, slapped it a little bit. It feels like, sort of felt like my waterbed before I put the sheets on it, and I filled that thing for 20 years. And then I got on it, and I'm like, ooh. It was like a roller coaster of love is what it felt like to me,
Yeah.
Is that right?
No. It's a little bit different. So it has warm jets that massage the whole body.
Roller coaster of love.
Yes.
That's what I said. That's the roller coaster. It rolls on you.
Yes, but it doesn't wiggle. We're not waving
I'm
out.
I'm not wiggling it a little bit. No.
But
I've only been in it one time. It was
really?
Like a year ago. Yeah,
oh,
I did
no.
it.
I'm in it all the time.
I liked it the best of all the things.
The I
little
like it.
Light thing was kind of neat, too.
Yeah, I like the pressure because you control the pressure. Say you have lower back pain, sciatica pain, you can pinpoint it to just the middle of the back. And them jets will just...
goes from here to here.
Yeah, and they'll just massage. And it's warm. You can make... It's so warm.
So if I'm a member, how do I sign up for it? Or do I make a time? What do I do?
You come to the desk. You check in with your black card. We'll log it, and then we'll turn it on for you. If it's available. Majority of the time, all the beds
are. This is
going
to be a short segment if you keep this up. Because that just sounds too good. These were things, Justin, for you being with Ohana and all these. At what point along the way did Planet Fitness start being more than just treadmills and weights? Like, as people would think about it from the beginning.
Yeah, it's evolved over the time. I mean, I've been here to be 17 years in February that I've been a part of Planet Fitness and the Ohana group. And back then it used to be the tanning beds and the massage chairs. And the massage chairs has even evolved into something that's way more all-inclusive, if you will, as far as much of the body that you can think about getting massage. It does it in the chair too. And it's basically a zero gravity chair. It kind of lifts you up off of the ground. So that's another amenity that you got to try out today. But this happened probably over 10 years ago. One of the things we try to do is continue to evolve to a place of how much value can we create within the gym where people understand that what you're getting from this isn't just a piece of cardio or strength equipment or something like that. You're going to get a great member experience. But on top of that, you're working out for your physical well-being, your mental well-being, and you get a sense of community here. I'm sure there's been a number of people that have come through this door today, and they see you over here.
Well, I got the Baltimore Positive punting out here. They're
yeah.
all like, hey, what are you doing here? I'm like, I live here, man. I live like 2 miles away.
Exactly, exactly. There's
Planet
a bunch of people.
Came to my neighborhood, right?
Yep, yeah. exactly. So we're in the neighborhood. We want to be a part of that community, a part of the neighborhood where this is going to be maybe your third or fourth stop in any given day or a week. I mean, people, you have work, you have home, you have church, and then you have a gym, your gym community. That's where a lot of people go, and if we can be a part of that fabric in your community, we've done a great job.
Well, I think when you're new, and I said to you a little while ago, like, how long have you been open? Like, 22 days.
I'm yes.
I would think even for the members here, it's not a... it's not a ritual yet, right? Like, they're just finding their way, when I came to pull in, I didn't realize I could come behind the expectation.
Yeah.
I came up into the little berm up here, and I'm like, how do I get in? Just trying to figure that part of it out. Even if you worked out here every day for 3 weeks, you've only been here for 3 weeks, right? So people are finding their way in, finding equipment. I would think that this grand opening part is like showing people different things. I'll be honest. I'm looking over your shoulder. I could be intimidated because if you took me around right now and said, how does this piece of equipment work? Some of it I just would not recognize, right? I would need help right yes. away and say, teach me this piece of equipment.
Well, the good thing about Planet Fitness is we have free unlimited fitness training. And it took me like a week and a half. I have my trainer, Eric. He's actually, his first 2 weeks, he's been talking to all the members. Hi, I'm Eric. I'm the trainer. And his classes have started to get full.
Everything's new, like yes. I said. And people are creating a new routine, yes. I guess, right?
Yep. Yes, and we had the new member orientations, which have been packed, and then design your own programs. So for every visit, we do talk about our trainer. On the tour, we mention our trainer at least 7 times. So we don't want you to feel lost. We're like your neighbor. If you need to borrow butter, we got you.
I'm learning AI, so I got a clone now. And I didn't have my wife left a couple weeks ago for her winter. She's bonjour. She's in Montreal today eating croissant. And she's going to come home, and I'm like, I got like a whole new trainer. I got like this AI telling mm-hmm. me everything to do. There is something about having your hand held that yes. when you come here and say, oh, man, I don't even know where to begin. Where do I start? Having a program, having this is the way to do it, and especially when you're a new gym and you're trying to get people to get into the routine of how do I get in? Where mm-hmm. do I park? What time of day? First thing I saw in the window as I pulled up with all my stuff this morning, open 24/7, yes. and I'm like,
it's everywhere.
See, that speaks to me because I'm an early – I mean, I prefer to be in when it's kind of quiet mm-hmm. for me. So you come 3 in the morning, lights are on here.
Yep. And there's at least 3 people behind my desk. I feel like with my overnight team, and I've always done this when I became a manager, we have 3 people overnight, 3 employees here.
Okay.
Because, you know, some people are intimidated about coming out that late at night, but I feel like if I have 3 people, they're going to feel really comfortable. They're going to feel, okay, she's secure. She got 3 people here. We're good.
Well, come on over and join. We're Planet Fitness in Timonium. Give everybody the original sort of deal that you have going on here.
Yeah.
And we'll get into all this. Get in shape for the new year. That's why I'm wearing the funny hat and all that stuff. But this isn't even about like a new year. I guess the timing worked out. But it's about a new club. It's right here in the community. And it is New Year's. And I would think that the Planet Fitness people have a... special offer?
We do. Okay, we really do.
You have to have a special. It's the beginning of the year.
At my particular club, if you get the $15 a month, you literally just pay $1 today. Just $1. That's it.
You got a dollar.
You got a dollar. I got a dollar. And then with the Black Card.
Can I Venmo you?
Yeah, of course. With the Black Card, it's also $1 too. So you're paying literally $1.
And how much a month after that?
You can pay $15 a month, which gives you a basic, but we don't want to be basic. We want to get the whole thing. So you want to get the $24.99 where you can bring a guest, access all locations. We have 2,800 worldwide growing, the hydro massage bed. You want that one because that's the best one. It's $24.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, the biggest thing with that is that you get to bring a guest with you for
yes.
free every single time.
Yes.
So you always have a workout buddy. That's one of the things that we try to help break down that barrier of the intimidation of,
I
can't do
this
alone.
Hey, you want to go to the gym with me?
Yeah, come with me.
Yes.
I got you today. We'll come together. We'll work out together. We'll talk to Eric, the trainer. We'll get on the hydro massage biz, things like that. So they can experience it, right? So, again, we want this to be a community event for everyone. And the 24 hours a day, it's all about accessibility. We want it to be most accessible for the most amount of people whenever you want to come in and work out because everyone's a little bit different.
How many people still come in here who have never belonged to a gym?
That's
the part for me, is I've seen some older folk come in. This isn't a musclehead. I mean, this is no critics. I mean, we got to. So it's all walks of life that I see come in. And I often think to myself, well, that person doesn't look like a gym person or whatever. And I'm thinking, like, this is so open to everyone, but everyone comes in with a different goal. I mean, I know for me, it's when my back hurt, I couldn't do dishes. I couldn't lean over to get my laundry in. I could carrying groceries into the house, saying just a bag of 10, 12 pounds of groceries, just mm-hmm. making that happen. And as I get older, I need to have a place where I get a little bit of help,
yeah.
where I come in and say, look, this is what I'm trying to do. And I know this is the place where you can do that because it's not like a muscly gym. It's a fitness place.
Yes.
It's a place for your lifestyle to make picking up your grandkids better, right? Doing the things mm-hmm. you want to do around it. If it snows next week, make the kids shovel. You don't want to be shoveling. That's the first thing. But for all these kinds of things that happen in a winter, to not be sedentary, not be home on your device. Get in here and move around and build that strength you need to build.
Yeah, that's what Planet Fitness is here for. Not only do we care about your physical, we care about your mental too, because you're running the cardio and you send out endorphins in the body that actually make you happy. So we care about your mental well-being too. And that's why Planet Fitness is here. And we're a judgment-free zone, and we want you to feel comfortable.
Well, I'm comfortable already.
Good.
You gave me fun ads. Justin, for your 17 years of doing all this, the notion that the price hasn't gone, like, through the roof. I always tell you the story of 1983 at the Holiday Spa back in the day. It wasn't even Bally. It was the Holiday Spa back in the day. I mean, it was like you had to, it was hundreds of dollars. You felt like you were going to be giving it to your child or bequeathing it in some way. Just the what your business has done. Mm-hmm. And this is where you've worked since you were a younger man at 17 years. But this was a completely new concept. I mean, I remember when Victor and Terry and Jared, just all the people involved in your business, were explaining it to me. I'm like, well, how are they going to do this for $10 a month? You know what I mean? Like, literally from the beginning, I'm like, it feels like, from a business model standpoint, getting people signed up. But I don't think people knew then how community-oriented it would be.
Yeah.
That you're just thinking, gym, expensive card and all of that. No, it's a place to drop. It's a community place. And I think that was a Planet Fitness delineator back when you were marketing against Gold's Gym. You know, any of those kinds of places that a gym was this exclusive place and you had to look a certain way or be a certain way. It's ubiquitous now 20 years later. But I noticed Planet Fitness doesn't have a whole lot of competitors in that way because it was really an innovator in $10 a month gyms, like, right?
Literally. Yeah. Planet Fitness was the innovator. And I think that we continue to innovate and evolve. I think one of the greatest pieces about being a part of the brand is the fact that we are creating spaces for masses of people to be able to focus on their health and well-being. And I think that comes with being a part of a community. It comes with understanding that our greatest impact is going to be how someone else feels. So when you walk into the doors of one of our gyms, you're going to be greeted by April and her team, and they're going to be having friendly faces, smiling, and greeting you. And basically, the hope is that when you leave the gym, you felt better than what you did when you came into the gym.
Not a place I dread coming. I got to get that workout in.
Yeah.
A place where I'm excited about getting it in, and I feel better when I go out.
Right, exactly. 100%.
It's not going to cost to get a crab cake or get an expectation here, but I mean, we're all eating three times a day, right?
Yes.
And we're all cognizant. Lord knows I'm cognizant of that gingerbread I bought the other day that I've been killing. You know, when my wife's gone, you know, I'm like, oh, I got the whole loaf. I got to eat the whole thing here, you know? But I do think that there's, apart from me, as I've gotten more fit, and anybody that knows me, look at my pictures from 20 years ago. Everybody knows I lost 30, 35 pounds back in 06. I mean, I just did. And how to keep it off is changing your lifestyle, also changing your habits to food, and making your workout. There's a million ways to work out in this gym alone, right?
Yeah,
and you guys know, you know, yoga for me and lighter weights for me that I don't like stair steps. There's certain things I don't like. I didn't like running because of my knee surgery and pounding.
Yes.
There are things that you can have everything here, no matter what your injury's been or you had a bad back or whatever. Strengthening my core part of my being has improved every part of my life. Mm-hmm. Every part of my life. Every trip I take, everything. Mm-hmm. Even sitting here, and this is full disclosure, I'm sitting on a pillow because sitting on hard surfaces at my 57, I know I don't look 57, April, but things that don't feel good. When you don't feel good, you know, everything falls apart, right? For me, at least it did. Having a place you go where you're keeping that up.
And Planet has been here for you. And we're going to be here for everybody else.
I want to talk more about this Black Card experience.
Okay.
You get other places and stuff like this. So everything in the gym here is the $15. I just want to see the difference. Because if I'm buying it, I'm saying,
of course.
I travel. So to me, the $10 a month, I'm thinking like, I can, and I see Planet. I was in Albuquerque a couple months. I just drive through highways and I see the same stuff they have here everywhere. And I'm thinking, for $10 a month, you work at anywhere you want. But more than that, not just the upsell, just what else is back behind the gold card?
Yeah.
In the what do you call the area where the rejuvenation area is?
Yeah, so we call it the Black Card Spa. And
that is the spa.
Yes,
all right.
And in my location, I will be getting the Polar Plunge bed soon. That simulates an ice bath. And it's supposed to be amazing. Have I tried it yet? No. Am I going?
Have.
You have? Is it amazing?
No, hold on.
I'm jealous. Oh, yeah.
Victor,
exclusive. Victor Brick and I have gone back and forth for years. Shout out to Victor and Lynn and everybody. We love all you thinking about Vicky this time of year. But Victor and I, he would talk about this ice bath thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Wim Hof, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
Tony Robbins is into this. Football, I mean, I remember in 1996 being out at the old facility, the cold tub. Something the players all hated.
Mm-hmm.
Players were never looking forward to the cold tub, but they knew it was going to help them.
Oh, yeah.
And I know it would help me. We've been through this. I'm a sissy. We went through this with GBMC and my colonoscopy last month that I waited 17 years too long. You know, there is a point where, like, the cold thing, it is a little intimidating for
mm-hmm.
me. Tell me that I'm not going to...
No.
No?
You can control
it's
the
nice.
Temperature. You can control the temperature.
Can I make it warm?
You can make it semi-warm.
Still you can make it warmer
can make it like
cold.
How cold is it?
I haven't tried it yet. This is Justin.
Yeah, it gets pretty cold. It's kind of, it simulates like cryotherapy. You want
to. Is it a bed? What is it?
It's a lounger. You basically have cold wraps that go on. You can control the temperature, but you don't have to derobe, if you will. You don't have to get into a chamber where only your neck's out and it's getting the frost all over. But it's a way in which you can go in and recover. Your body needs to be able to recover from the workouts, recover from life,
that's
recover
why football
from stress.
Players do it, right?
All
mm-hmm.
those things. So this is another means of doing that. So what we try to provide in the Black Card Spa is a part of the workout experience. You want to work out because when you're lifting weights or you're running, you're breaking down muscle, you're ripping up muscle, you're doing that thing so it can rebuild better. But what you need is a recovery area to do that, to help you in that part of the workout process.
Yeah, and that leads back to your mental health, too. Because you've had a stressful day. You come in here, you run. You want to get on that hydromassage bed or that polar plunge bed. Or maybe you don't like winter and you want to get in that tanning bed and you want to get warm. And that helps if
you know how many times I've promoted the polar bear plunge? Every year for 20 years. You know how many times I've done it?
How many?
None! Because I'm a sissy!
You got this!
McCrary was trying to get me to do that 25 years ago
uh-huh.
in a pink tutu down in the water. And then there's that super plunger where they do it every hour. Yeah. I don't know.
I think you could do it.
I plunged outside with 32 degrees today, freezing when I was out there.
It was cold, yeah.
I'm for the warm stuff here. We're Planet Fitness, we're Timonium, trying to get in shape for 2026. I got my hat. Justin Drummond's here. April's here as well. She's the manager.
Yes.
And we're now open for business, 22 days into this thing. So from beginning of the year and people signing up, Justin, you've been at this a long time. Does all of this marketing stuff work and making people feel guilty at the end of the year about resolutions and all that stuff? Is it really? Will the gym be more mobbed in January? I'm sure it will be, right? More people will be in here in January because of all the eggnog I've been drinking and the gingerbread. I mean, I've done it all. I got eggnog cookies that I got talked into the other day.
Oh, goodness.
They got little white chocolate.
But I bet you they're good, though.
I brought you dessert, so you know where my heart is. But in January, will do all of your gyms get more foot tracking? Is that a fallacy? Is that a New Year's resolution thing? Is it the marketing on New Year's Eve? I would think January will be more crowded. You'll have a lot of signups.
Yeah, well, I'll say that we'll have a lot of signups. The foot traffic will increase, but I think the good thing about it is it's each year is a reset. To say, hey, I'm going to start this year off on the right foot and get back into the gym, get back into my regular routine, whether it's gym or anything else that's involved in your regular day of life or your different habits that you have. But you're trying to say, hey, clean start. I'm going to start something new for me, good habits, back in the gym, work on my health and fitness, all those things. So, yes, there'll be some more foot traffic. But what we started to see, and especially since the pandemic, right, we started to see fitness and health and well-being become more of a consistent all across the 12 months of the year. And that's a great thing because that means that more people are aware or hyper-focused on where they need to be. But, yes, we'll have a little bit more foot traffic. We're going to get some more signups, especially this location because it's brand new and people are in that mindset. But I would say that I would not be deterred from that by any means. I mean, you can come in at any different level of your fitness journey and find something that's going to help you move your body and get fit and well, whether it's mentally or physically.
And there are no regulars here yet. We're 3 weeks. So come be a part of the first part of the community. Meet some new people, right?
I actually have regulars.
There's no click here yet, right?
I have regulars. I have three so far. I see them every day.
Tell me, this is a fun question for you, because how many different kind of pieces of equipment am I looking at? You might only have one of certain things here, certain items. You have dozens of others. How many different kinds of pieces of equipment are behind my shoulder?
There's a treadmill, the elliptical, the stair climbers, the bike. We have strength equipment, two of each. So if you have the Russian twist, we have two of those. If you want to do the leg curl, we have two of those. So if you want to do bicep curl, we have two of those. So you would never have to wait because we have duplicates of machines.
Well, what I was going to ask is favorite piece of equipment in here for each one of you. Mm-hmm. That's not, I mean, I know what a treadmill is and I know what but things maybe over the corner or in the corner to say, this is, you know, if you haven't been in a gym in a couple, 5, 10 years, whatever, this is a piece you could consider for somebody my age for the things I do and whatever I do. Mm-hmm. You got a favorite piece of equipment?
I do. I have the PF360.
All right. What is the PF360?
For me, it's like a big old jungle gym. It has monkey bars. It has battle ropes. You can get a full body workout on one piece of equipment.
Everything I did in elementary school, basically.
Yes. Yes.
If I climb to the top, do I get to put my name on the tape on the ceiling?
I mean, if you want to, yeah.
We got me thinking about all that.
Yeah, we have the infinity rope where you pull. We have the slam rope. It's full body. I love it. It has the kettlebells. It has the slam balls. Full body.
What about you? What's your favorite?
Yeah. I'm going to have to double down on the TRX. Mm. We have TRX back there, which is the ropes. You can do a lot of functional training, body weight training, things of that nature. We actually have instructions down there, too, where you can be able to get a variety of different workouts just on that one piece of equipment. But that's one of the things that I wanted to, I guess, expand upon is the fact that most people think of Planet Fitness as a beginner gym. And they only have cardio and not a lot of weights. But there's a lot of strength equipment back there, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of things that we've put in these new clubs have platforms. So you can do your squats or your deadlifts and things of that nature. We have increased weights with the dumbbells. We have new free weight equipment for bench press, back, any different type of body part that you're looking to work out. You can do it here. I mean, I think that one of the things about the pieces of equipment that we have duplicates, as April mentioned, mm-hmm. but we have the free weight sections and we have the trainers, because if someone's on a piece of equipment and you want to get this type of workout, there's all types of different alternative workouts and exercises that we can educate someone on and help you out with, too. So
well, I think that would be the neat part for me is walking around and saying, what are all of these things I've never done in my life
that I
look at it, you say it's a jungle gym, I'd say, well, show me that. I haven't done that since I was 8 years old when I climbed a rope in elementary school or whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't had that opportunity. I mean, and I've seen all sorts of, you know, the walls people can, just all the ways you can work out.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say this, and I got Justin Drummond here, April Hall from Planet Fitness. We're in Timonium. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the Candy Cane Cash. By the way, I had a $100 winner the other day, so hopefully somebody here wins $100 today. You know, for all the years of seeing the gyms and all the metamorphoses of the equipment, I just think when I think of Planet Fitness, first of all, my wife's in New Hampshire and they're a Portsmouth, New Hampshire-based company from many years ago. I've driven past the world headquarters there. Beautiful little town. Looks like Annapolis up there on the water in New Hampshire. I'm thinking all of the years, all the equipment, you've been at this 17 years. There's dozens of people like you all over the country, all over the world that have been involved in this. Making the gym perfect and across all the spaces and the workouts and I would think nobody's doing it or thinking about it more than Planet Fitness to make all of the experiences in these places. They've heard every complaint. They've dealt with every piece of equipment. You've had crappy equipment that breaks down, and we don't use that. We're getting a different manufacturer. You know, the things that don't work, you've been at this so long that you weed it out. And I'm sure you've run Ohana here for a long time to say, well, we used to do things that way, and it, you know, didn't work that way at corporate. You've honed this experience that when you have a new location – these are all the best pieces that work and all the workouts and all the training and all the manuals and the people. This is as good as it gets, and it's evolved. That's all I'm saying. For all of it. You guys are working to make it better all the time. Where, you know, I'm not up on that like AI thinking about how to get a better workout. You are though.
Yeah. This is what we do every day. I think we've and by we I mean Planet Fitness and also Ohana, we've continued to think about how can we get better. How can we expose people to fitness? And one of the greatest things about it is the best workout that you could have, Nestor, is whatever you'll do as long as you're moving.
Well, you got to look forward to it.
Yeah, you got to look forward to it.
It can't be something that's drudgery. It has to be something you look forward to.
Yeah, and that's what April was talking about earlier is that we call it the dose of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you come to the gym, you should have a dose of happiness. And yeah, that's an acronym for the different chemical releases that happen in your body once you're moving and working out. But what you get from that is a better experience or a better feeling, that glow that Lindsay Lohan had in the commercial a couple years ago. When she walked out of the gym, she was shining, she was glowing because she felt better because she did something today that for her betterment. For her health and fitness. And so if we continue to think about that and we can continue to put these locations across the country and across the world for just exposing people and giving them affordable accessibility to fitness, then the world will be a better place, right? Because everybody will leave out of here happy.
Well, get in shape. Get happy for 2026. Not as happy as I am to have this hat, I'll tell you that right
now. I know, they're
kind
of cool.
They are kind of, yeah, they're bigger than I thought. When you brought them out, I'm like, these are the ones from TV. These are the real, this is the real thing.
This is the real thing.
This is a real thing from New York. So yeah. I am honored. I feel checkerboarded all up. there is a brand new Planet Fitness location here in Timonium. We're right on York Road, right across from the racetrack. Justin's here. April's here. You can come to this location or any of the other Planet Fitness. How many now for Ohana?
It's 2,800.
How many just for you
just
local?
For Ohana, yeah. We have 95 locations across the country.
95.
Yep. Well, you guys have Nashville. You're in other towns.
Yep.
Locally here to our audience in and around the Beltway, how many of these, where would you
over
say?
Over 50. Mm-hmm. Over 50 locations.
And
that
you've
you can
opened
find.
Several of these super new locations. I've been to one up in Randallstown,
yep.
Golden Ring, right?
Yep.
Once a year, twice a year.
We have another one in construction right now up in Marlboro, Maryland, too.
Okay.
Down in PG County. So we're constantly opening up gyms.
Well, I'm glad that you opened in Timonium because I know where your office is, right across the street here. So the world headquarters of Maryland's Planet Fitness is here. April's a part of the new gym. Come on in and see it. And 24 hours a day, come whenever you want, right?
Yeah.
Literally.
I'm always here. I'm here a lot.
Just like Benny's, you don't have a lot.
I hope she's not here 24 hours a day.
No, I'm here. I'm here a lot. You can come see me. I like visitors. I like new faces.
I came in this morning, and it was obvious it was early in the morning mm-hmm. on a cold day for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I have woken you up. You
yes.
have woken me up.
Yes.
You finally got me some fresh swag. And it's really good to do this in person with you,
man.
I've been doing it for years on Zoom. Last thing, because I did think about this when I came in. I came in, set everything up. I had to go to the bathroom. Went back to, and you're like, hey, it's back on the left. And I walked in. And for one moment, I was at the gym again. And I was thinking about my holiday spa being a young person in a gym. And I thought to myself, my God, every summer you let kids just come in here. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? And I thought to myself, this is really a nice experience for 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade young people in the summertime. If you lived in this area, parents, whatever it would be, that you would be gifted this experience mm-hmm. in the summer. And I know you're going to come back on in May and tell me about
it. Of course.
Yes.
It's Planet Fitness's thing. But I did think about that today when I came in and thought, I could be 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old young person doing this in the summer. This is a really nice, gratis thing you do in the summer. And I think it comes from the heart of the company to say, you make young people aware of their fitness and get them into an environment that's a good environment.
Yeah, 100% agree. We've been doing this for multiple years now. We're impacting millions and millions of kids, teens across the country. And I think it is important for us to be able to, A, give back to the communities, right? But also to expose them to healthy habits, expose them to what could be. I mean, it could either be you're coming in here with a group of friends, you guys are going to work out together so you don't have that fear of intimidation or not knowing how to or being the only new kid in town, right? But also just so that they understand that fitness is a way of life. This is something, again, if I go back to the pandemic and they were isolated, they were at home, they weren't in school, they weren't communicating with friends.
They hurt their back sitting around too much.
All of those things,
this
right?
This guy didn't work out enough during
COVID. Yeah, but now you're coming to a community environment where everyone has the same goal, right? And that's getting better today than they were yesterday and putting in the work together and exposing them to a healthy way of being.
Well, I'm feeling healthier already, especially with all the eggnog I've been consuming here, gingerbread.
Okay.
You eating too much during the holidays?
No.
Yes, you. We all are.
My kids are actually grown, so I'm not doing the holidays this year.
I got invited to a party last night. And I knew they were going to have cookies there.
Did you have the cookie?
That's good. I got a problem with cookies.
I like cookies.
I mean, especially this time of year, you know? I mean, the gingerbread, the cookies, the egg. The problem is it's like the scarcity problem that you have. You think, if I don't eat that gingerbread or that eggnog,
it's not going to be there.
They're going to take it
away
from me.
They're going to take it away.
Right?
I
and then they're going to bring the Valentine's candies, and then there's going to be the spring bonbons and the Easters. And
yeah. But we want those holiday cookies, so gingerbread.
I just got through pumpkin. You just got done with pumpkin.
On to the next thing.
I moved on to eggnog. Yeah. I'm ready for gingerbread right now.
Yeah.
And I'm ready here at Planet Fitness to work it all. So I got my, you know how this goes, Justin, as a Raven fan. You don't know about being a Ravens fan.
No,
that's all right.
I'm sorry.
You know, some of us need to put our purple goggles on here.
Yeah.
So I got my purple goggles on and my hat. My thanks to Luke for coming out and Dennis for coming out for AI. I feel like I need to go to Times Square now wearing this hat.
Yeah, you should. Do it.
It's a great experience.
You know what? I want to take a selfie of how goofy we all look because I just want to have a good time.
I don't even
before
have a
I
hat.
Sign off.
Now I feel left out.
Well, you know,
Michelle.
That's okay.
We got to make sure we're doing this the right way. You know, hold on here. Let's see here. Oh, my
hat
just
fell off. There you
I
go.
I can't even do it. Hold on here. We got to get here. You want to take the picture for me?
Yes.
Here we go. Hold on. There we go. She's got to flip it for me. Tell you what, it's a brand new year. It's a brand new day. We're here at Planet Fitness in Timone. We're trying to have some fun. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, our friends at GBMC as well, who've kept me alive. You know, focus on my health. I've done so many PSA for PSA number, for colonoscopy, for breast cancer, for women, men, all of that. I was the idiot that didn't listen. So this is my last piece I'm doing before Christmas, literally.
Okay.
You know,
I feel special.
We're on it, okay? So my last thing is stay healthy.
Yeah.
Here at Planet Fitness, get to your doctor. I have my first checkup in March.
There you
okay.
go.
Of
good.
This century.
That's good.
Of this century.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, I've taken my health seriously enough that I feel good, but once I found out about precancerous polyps and silent killers and all that stuff. So PSA for everybody out there from our friends at GBMC right here in Baltimore County. We're here at Planet Fitness right here in Baltimore County as well in Timone. Brand new location. Come on out. $15 a month, $24.99. And because I know April, you get in for a buck.
Yep,
all right?
Yeah. A dollar.
Get in for a buck.
I'll give you a dollar.
My thanks to Dennis for AI as well as Luke for we're going to sign off because I'm going to go get a crab cake over Costas. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you're celebrating. Hopefully the Ravens will be celebrating Lambeau Field this week. We're signing off from Planet Fitness. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, including Timonium. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.